Hi, and welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie. Episode 9, Camping with Dad. Ollie, got your gear, Papa Trix was standing at the front of the door with an enormous pack strapped to his back and a walking stick in his mouth, and the biggest grin Ollie have ever seen. Today was the day Ollie and Papa Trix were going camping in the Fern Valley, just the two of them. Ollie was looking forward to the months. He had his own little pack stuffed with his leaf sleeping bag in a canteen of creek water, marshmallows for roasting, and his explorer journal. Ready? Ollie bounced on his feet. Mama Trix kissed them both on their fills. Have fun, you two, and try not to eat all the marshmallows before you even set up the tent. Papa Trix and Ollie looked at each other innocently. They had absolutely had no plan to eat all the marshmallows before eating the tent, not at all. The hike to the Fern Valley took them through the deepest part of the fern forest, where the trees grew so tall that tops disappeared into the mist. Shafts of golden sunlight cut through the canopy, and the air smelled like moss and warm earth. Papa Trix pointed out interesting things as they walked. A family of dragonflies hovering over a stream, their wings catching the light. A patch of mushrooms that glowed faintly blue. A fallen tree so old it became a garden all by itself, covered in new ferns and tiny flowers. That's the thing about nature, Ollie, Papa Trix said. Everything gets a second chance. Even a fallen tree becomes a home for something new. Ollie wrote that in his journal. He liked writing things down. He made good moments last longer. They reached Fern Valley by afternoon, and it was wide and gentle, nestled between two hills, and with Cretaceous Creek running through the middle like a sail. Silver ribbon. The ferns were enormous, taller than Ollie and Papa Trix. Some of them were taller than Mr. Baronto, walking through them like walking through a green feathering tunnel. Perfect camping spot, said Papa Trix, pointing to a flat iron clearing near the creek. Let's set up. Setting up the tent was an adventure all by itself. Papa Trix had brought him a big leaf and bamboo tent, the kind that you stretch all over a frame of sticks. The problem was that every time Ollie had tried to push the sticks into the ground, and his horns got tangled in the leaf covering. Hold on, I'm stuck, said the fourth lion. The tent draped all over his head like a very unfashionable hat. Papa Trix laughed so hard that he had to sit down. You look like a leaf ghost. Very funny, Ollie said, but he was laughing too. His voice mumbled under the tent fabric. They eventually got the tent set up by having Ollie do the groundwork, stamping the stakes with his big, powerful feet, while Papa Trix handled the overhead part. It was loop-sided, leaning to the left, and one corner kept drooping, but there was their tent, and Ollie loved it. Now, said Papa Trix, pulling out the bag of marshmallows. Who's hungry? They built a fire ring with smooth creaks and stones. Papa Trix showed Ollie how to start a fire by striking two flint rocks together. Click, click. Spark. It took a dozen tries, but when the spark finally caught the dry moss, a tiny flame appeared. Ollie felt like he just made magic. The fire grew, crackling and popping, sending sparks floating into the darkness sky, like tiny orange stars. They roasted marshmallows on sticks. They they barely toasted golden brown, while Papa Trix let his catch on fire and turn into caracal blobs that he said were perfect. But Papa always said, licking marshmallows off his nose. Yeah, buddy, do you go camping with your dad? But Trix stood in a soft smile, remembering, wait, every year your grandpa, my dad, used to bring me to this exact valley. We'd fish in the creek, tell stories by the fire, and try to name all the stars. Can we name the stars? Papa Trix looked up at the sky, had turned a deep purple, and the stars were coming out of one by one, like little lanterns being lit across the ceiling of the world. See that bright one? Papa Trix pointed with his horn. My dad called that one the Wanderer, because it's always in a different spot. And that cluster one, Ollie pointed out, on a group of stars in the form of a shape. What do you think it looks like? Ollie tilted his head. It looks like a Triceratops. Papa laughed. And then that's why we call it the Triceratops constellation, our family stars. After the fire burned low, they crawled into the tent and zipped themselves in their leaf sleeping bags. The night sounds of the Fern Valley surrounded them. The creek, bubbling frogs, and chirping wind whispered through the giant ferns. And then Ollie heard something else, a scratching sound coming from just outside of the tent. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Ollie's eyes were wide. Papa, he whispered. I hear it. Papa Trix whispered. He didn't hear a sound, just alert. The scratching moved around the tent. Then there was a new sound, a series of tiny, high-pitched chirps. Cheep, cheep, cheep. That doesn't sound very scary, Ollie said. Let's look. Papa Trix carefully unzipped the tent flap. Ollie peered out, sitting right in front of their tent, illuminated by the glow and the campfire embers were a family of Clambosaurus, the tiniest dinosaurs in the whole region. They are no bigger than chickens, with a bright, curious head and a little feather bodies. There was a mama, a papa, and four babies huddled. They had apparently found the marshmallow bag. The mama Clampusaurus had a marshmallow in her tiny arms. The babies were taking turns nibbling on it, and their little tails wagging with delight. When they saw Ollie and Papa Trix, they froze. Marshmallow grew on their tiny faces. For a moment, everyone just stared at each other. The smallest baby Clampusaurus held a gooey marshmallow bit towards Ollie and cheeped. Ollie burst out laughing. He couldn't help it. There were in the wildness, in the dark of night, a baby dinosaur, the sound of his foot, was trying to share a stolen marshmallow with him. Thank you, Ollie said, taking a tiny bit of the marshmallow. Very kind. The Clampusaurus family cheeped and chirped, finished their marshmallow, and scurried off into the ferns, their tiny footsteps fading into the night. Ollie and Papa Trix laid on their backs outside the tent. Looking up at the stars, the Triceratops constellation twinkled above them. Papa, yeah, buddy, this is the best night ever. Papa Trix reached over and gently bumped his frill against Ollie's. For me too. Me too. They fell asleep under the stars farther and sun, two Triceratops in a big, beautiful, marshmallow-scented night. The next morning, Ollie woke up to find a tiny marshmallow crumb on his nose, a single set of an impossibility. Small footprints lead the way through the dirty ferns. He smiled and tucked the memories away in his heart like a treasure and started packing up for the hike home. Ollie's dinosaur facts. Not all dinosaurs were awake during the day. Scientists discovered that some dinosaurs, like the Hapacurus, had very large eyes and adapted for seeing in the dark. That means they were probably nocturnal, acted at night just like owls. Another dinosaur called Shuvana had both amazing night vision and super hearing. It is one of the best nighttime hunters that ever lived. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Find more podcasts under the Kind Brook Studios Podcast Network.